video searches?
Yes, okay. Okay, thank you.
You try Ambassador Bolin at the White House, at the hospital, and his number. Ambassador Bolin is at the hospital. He's, well, maybe he's needed him, but I'll, let me check. Washington Medical Center, Ambassador Charles Bolin. And the White House, now he is not able to take the call off, talk to his wife, who's probably there with him. I just wanted to say that I had learned that you were in the hospital. I was having a little dinner for his private dinner for the Romico at Camp David on Monday. And I was wondering if you'd come. They said you were sort of out of combat at the moment, but I want to wish you the best. And when you do get back, I hope we can have a visit. Well, you've done so much for the country, and I think back to that time that we were, as I've often said before, when we were on the Queen Mary and you briefed the Herder Committee, we were all dummies in foreign policy, and Chris brought you along, and it was a great job. And then, but you take care, and we know you're going to get through it. Cutting out whatever they are, but you come back better than ever. All right. Smoke the last time they were talking to my.
What a lovely thing to do.
Not particularly when he's no friend of mine.
No, that's right.
He's no enemy particularly. I mean, what I mean is, he would be for me as against MacArthur and Bin. He's Eastern establishment, liberal, etc.
He helped us on the ABM.
And he died.
Yeah. But it's a lovely thing to do. That was a lovely thing. That, you'd be surprised, Mr. President, that kind of thing gets around.
It gets around the hospital.
Well, and that'll get through the State Department establishment, for whatever good that does. People will hear about that.
You know, I heard the shocking news that just recently, right, Bill Rogers is going to dedicate the goddamn state to Washington Post building.
It's going to what?
Dedicate the new Washington Post building.
When?
I don't know. Bob Alderman got an invitation, an agreed invitation. I really, on this one, I'm a little late. I'm not saying anything to Bill, but I told Bob that anybody in the White House staff that goes will be fired. And I told Alex to call every member of the cabinet and say, I accept your argument to represent them. We understand that. But I would consider it a personal front if a member of the cabinet went to that
vacation. Oh, my God, yes.
And Bill shouldn't be doing it. It's a shocking thing for him to do. A shocking thing for him to do.
What a stupid thing to do.
You know why he's doing it, of course.
Sure. He represented them.
To do it again.
Sure he is.
Christ, Bill is a good guy and he does many good things, but he sure plays it some goddamn selfishly. There's some things you don't do.
No, that's right. Not
don't
that's
agree.
Right. Oh, okay.
Post has been vicious and brutal.
Well, what they're doing to John Mitchell and Watergate
that's right. And to me, for Christ's sake, personally.
I know, but I mean, right today.
We're doing to all of our friends and everybody in the White House staff and so forth. The same is true of the Times. No one, anybody from now on who does anything for the Times will be fired. I will fire them off of the stand if I mean that.
My feelings are hurt. I haven't gotten an invitation to the Washington Post dedication.
I don't know why they didn't have Bob Alderman's name. They called him William Alderman. I think it was
him. I did too. I'd like to go to the demolition before.
It's all you mean?
Yeah, so trade agreements, maritime trade connections?
No, of course we have some. We may have a few, maybe a few, actually, June, I don't know.
Certainly do.
I think you might.